This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The funeral of assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse on Friday was disrupted by what appeared to be shots nearby and riot gas used on protesters, prompting a U.S. delegation and other dignitaries to duck into vehicles for safety. There were no immediate reports of injuries among protesters or authorities, and no indications any guests at the funeral were in danger. The trouble flared up minutes after the ceremony opened, 2 weeks after he was killed in a still unexplained assassination at his home by foreign mercenaries. U.S. President Joe Biden's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, was in attendance, leading the U.S. delegation. She tweeted, urging Haitians to refrain from violence. Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron as the Tokyo Games opened on Friday. After a year's pandemic delay and still lingering coronavirus threats, Osaka lifted the torch to the gleaming cauldron, which had unfurled at the top of a ramp representing Japan's Mount Fuji in the highlight of the ceremony that was stripped back over virus fears. Japan's emperor officially opened the games in an almost empty Olympic stadium after COVID-19 forced organizers to ban spectators at all but a handful of venues. A reduced parade of nations with about 5,700 athletes filed into the stadium, far lower than the usual numbers, not all of them socially distanced, but mostly wearing masks. Fears that the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could become a super spreader event have made the games deeply unpopular in Japan, where polls have shown oppositions for months, but hundreds of people gathered outside the stadium, cheered and applauded as fireworks exploded overhead. Tokyo is also battling a surge in virus cases. This is VOA News.